We are learning more about what's been deemed an act of terror by American and British authorities. Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker leading a prayer last night, just days after escaping a hostage situation at his Texas synagogue. The suspect who died at the scene, a 44-year-old British citizen who was not in any U.S. terror databases. Correspondent Evan Lambert joins us live from Washington. Now, Evan, U.S. and U.K. authorities continue looking into this man's background.
Nicole, this is a very active investigation on both sides of the pond after that harrowing scene over the weekend in Texas. Now, there are multiple reports that the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, that they have warned local law enforcement that other attacks are possible. That has prompted concerns at synagogues and other places of worship all across the country. Now, this email reportedly reads from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security that faith communities will likely be targets, quote, by both domestic violent extremists and those inspired by foreign terrorists. Sources telling News Nation that that does not mean that an attack is imminent, but that the threat does continue to exist. This all as the White House confirms the suspect in the Colleyville, Texas hostage siege, 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram, was checked against multiple government databases upon entering the country a few weeks ago, and that at that time, there were no red flags. The BBC reporting that Akram, a British citizen, was the subject of a counterterrorism investigation in late 2020, but then later determined not to be a threat. In the U.S., the Jewish community is reacting to this. We also spoke today with the CEO of a national organization which trains volunteers to complement professional security at Jewish institutions.
It's a trend that the American Jewish population has to be cognitive of and actually do something about it. What we're asking our volunteers to do is really be able to help harden a target, do situational awareness training that's going to allow for them to prevent things from actually happening.
And police in the UK confirming that over the weekend, they actually arrested two teens. They are Akram's sons, but they later released them without charges. Nicole, back to you.